Ride and Home with Steve Jackson on The Drive. News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
All right, time as we do every week. Wait a minute, let me rewind that. Time for the show, the segment that we do every week called Justice Gone Wild with attorney Michael Fiumara. Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine. I just commented. I'm a little worn out and tired after
laughing so hard
with Johnny Steele. Wow, he is so good. All right, I'm looking here at this article. New Year's Day will usher in hundreds of new laws in California, including a landmark law that allows undocumented individuals to receive a driver's license. And apparently, the DMV is slammed and where it's going to be slammed. But it's interesting because my license expired a few weeks ago on my birthday, and I called ahead of time to get an appointment, and the very first appointment I could get was January 20th.
That's right. Good luck, because I don't think they were ready to take in about 1.3 to 1.4 million new applicants over the next 3 years. So
I think it's a good law. I agree with it, but it's going to be crazy. In all, California is going to add 930 new laws. It seems like they're not getting anything done in Sacramento, but yet there's 930 new laws.
Yeah.
Some of the most talked about laws won't take effect until July, which is the statewide ban on plastic bags, required sick leave for employees, and a requirement that new smartphones come with anti-theft technology, which was authored and introduced by our good friend and Drive Hall of Famer, Senator Mark Leno. Okay, so we know about the driver's license. I know you have some very interesting laws that you know are about to become law in California.
Well, yeah, there's a few that are real interesting. Like you said, who knows what they're really doing in Sacramento, but the selfie protection, well, what the heck is that? I mean, revenge porn. Everyone's like, wow, a law for revenge porn. Well, in July, a second porn law, they call it revenge porn, will allow a person whose naked image was shared online without his or her consent to file a suit. And like, we need more lawsuits for monetary damages against the perp who, put the naked picture out. But the selfie protection is a law that was a new law which extends privacy protections to all individuals who take nude selfies intended to be private. I mean, that's how far reaching the government is. They're trying to look at everything that, you know, we should be settling ourselves and not having to have the legislature get involved. But it's a law that's going to...
Well, you know, the reason it's happening in California is because of Hollywood.
Of course. They don't want their pictures out there. Look what happened with the Sony mess. We heard about it only from the point of view that there were pictures of some starlets that ended up in the tabloid or in the media via internet.
Care homes, state-licensed assisted living homes, could be subjected to substantially increased fines for major violations. That's because of several instances of failures at care facilities in the state.
We had one case. It was so egregious that the fine was like $150. And we thought, what the heck kind of incentive is that? It's none at all. $150 for someone who's making hundreds of millions of dollars on the elderly and their poor care.
And some of these are physical abuse cases.
Exactly. Now it's $15,000 for violations, but guess what? They have a provision to actually request a hearing and
they can appeal.
Yeah, they can appeal.
All right, what else do you see that's interesting?
Well, there's a few others that I thought were interesting since we practice in the area of criminal defense, and that was juvenile offenders. Any minor who's prosecuted and convicted as an adult for a serious crime, they're going to be given a second chance at freedom under a new parole hearing process that allows their case to be reviewed after serving, guess what, 15 years of their life sentence. And I'm thinking, who came up with this stuff? Why 15 years? Who came up with that number? I mean, you have to serve 15 years of a serious crime, and I don't know if it's murder, rape, arson, or the traditional ones, or aggravated assault, or what. But that's still very harsh, especially for kids who are, let's say, 16 and they're tried as an adult. I mean, it's just a little ridiculous. And then taped confessions is another one that's always bothered me. I think that every taped confession should be taken for juveniles that, you know, they're under their parents' supervision. I think law enforcement should do an audio and video. And now it's saying because of the history of police force confessions of minors, law enforcement officials will be required to videotape key interviews. What's key interviews mean? Does that mean key interviews I don't know what they don't define it, with minors accused of homicide in hopes of preventing coerced confessions. It's just homicide. It doesn't extend to anything else. So I found that to be kind of useless, but at least it's a step in the right direction.
There's going to be a change, a makeover on California birth and death certificates. Now,
oh God,
this makes sense to me, although it's a little overreach, maybe. Well, no, it's not. I don't know. Birth certificates, instead of having to select just mother or father when they identify a parent on a birth certificate, it'll include just parent as an option for people who have same-sex parents.
Right. So really what it's come down to is that there's certain key words like he, she, and what have you that they're just taking out, making it a lot more neutral, gender neutral. And
yeah.
The same thing is with death certificates for transgender people are going to have to be updated. For instance, if somebody lived as a female, even though he had a male anatomy, she's going to have a female reference as a name. So under the new law, coroners will be required to list the gender, which is consistent with how the person lived, instead of just solely relying upon their anatomy.
Right.
It's like, I mean, it's government gone wild, maybe. Maybe it's justice gone wild in the same. But I guess because there's been so much abuse out there and such meanness and a lack of common sense, the law has to really get intrusive and it gets personal, which maybe there's a need for it. I would say so because of the insensitivity factor.
And then do you have some wackier ones?
Well, I have ones that are a little bit helpful for wacky, as you might call it. We've dealt with the sex abuse case many years ago in 2009. We ended up suing the Archdiocese and the
Santa Rosa.
Yes, and Bishop Walsh, or
right,
and the whole nine yards. But anyway, we almost didn't make the statute of limitations because at that time, victims of childhood sexual abuse only had until 28 years of age to press charges, and that doesn't give them much time. I mean, if you're an adult and it comes out that you've been sodomized, beaten, raped, etc., it's sometimes not enough. Now the law is extending the age limit to 40, so it's going from 28 to 40. That's going to bring out a lot more of these church abuse cases against the Boy Scouts and other institutions who have a lot of abuse and a lot of hidden hidden violence and other things that just were buried under the rug.
Well, that's not wacky.
It's not wacky.
No.
So I'm looking for a wacky one.
Don't you have that on that other sheet?
Oh, yeah.
Are there some wacky ones over there?
Well, there's some wacky ones.
There's 930 new laws. There's got to be some wacky ones.
Well, there were a few. One's a teen texter law. Yeah, teen texters. I looked at that and thought, wow, that's an interesting concept. But anyone under 18 years of age, they're no longer allowed to use those hand-free technology devices to send or receive text messages while driving. Texting the old-fashioned way was outlawed in 2009. So I know someone who almost didn't pass their driver's license because they got that question wrong. If you're under 18 years old, sorry, you can't use those text devices. Even if you're driving, you just can't. You just can't text if you're under 18. So that's the law.
Paid sick leave. Now, I remember hearing this earlier this year. Millions of Californians will begin earning paid sick leave under the law that takes effect in July. And I thought to myself, the first time I heard that, I thought, wait a minute, who doesn't have paid sick leave? But it really does affect retail, fast food, service industry jobs like at Walmart and McDonald's.
Yeah, that was needed. People were going to work sick as a dog, coughing up a storm at McDonald's, giving the germs to everyone
people
else.
People would get sick.
Absolutely.
Customers, other employees.
Bad. I think it was very well needed, very much needed, and I'm glad that that law was passed. I mean, the least we can do with the profit, some of these big, I call them grease box places make. So they're making profit. They should give out a little bit more humanity to the people that work hard for them without spreading all the germs. But there is a little wacky one that I found that I thought was very bizarre, and that was some kind of bullet law. And I'm thinking, bullet?
Well,
lead
bullets? Chris Rock says the way to stop all the killings is anyone can get a gun, but bullets are $10,000 a piece.
Exactly.
You know?
And now they can't be.
I'm going to kill you. Okay, I'm going to get a job, and then I'm going to save up and buy a bullet, and then I'm coming back. You know?
But we have a law now that's saying that it's controversial. It's a controversial law, they call it, is banning lead hunting ammunition will be phased in statewide, will be phased in statewide in 2019 in an effort to protect wildlife from ingesting this toxic metal. So it's helping animals. It's a good thing.
Now, wait a minute. They're shooting them with these toxic bullets?
Well, lead is basically toxic, and we actually have a lead poisoning.
So if you're shooting an animal hunting.
Right. It's going to die, but guess what? Other animals eat other animals. Think about that. Those little vultures up on the the branches are looking down, devouring.
Well, the hell with them.
Well, no, they're part of the food chain, and they keep things going.
I'm not into vultures. My good friend Mark Leno, state senator, introduced last year this bill, and it didn't make it, but this year it did, and it was signed by the governor. Smartphones manufactured after July 1st and sold in California have to come pre-equipped with anti-theft technology, which is it may sound like a nanny state kind of thing, but I don't think so. And Mark certainly pointed out many times on this show that the crime wave in San Francisco, when it comes to cell phone theft, has just gotten huge, and people are getting beat up and their cell phones stolen. And if the ne'er-do-wells and scofflaws knew that if they stole your phone, they couldn't really use it, you know, it makes sense to me.
No, it makes absolute sense. George Gascon, who's the district attorney there,
he and Mark Leno,
Cuban born, you know,
put that together.
Yeah, they both worked on that together. When I met with Mr. Gascon, he was saying that the crime wave in San Francisco was out of control because of people not paying attention also and just looking down. And as soon as you look down, you get a punch to the face. But they were stealing these phones, selling them overseas to all kinds of people that were going to take them apart and use the parts too.
My son got his brand new iPhone stolen in Barcelona, Spain last year, you know, taken right out of his hand by some ne'er-do-well. And then I went through hell getting a new phone and everything along with, you know, canceling the contract, and it was a pain in the ass.
It sure is. There's some undocumented lawyers. That came up, too. Talk about a wacky law. It's not really wacky because they had to go to court this year, but the state's Supreme Court can license qualified lawyers regardless of their immigration status. You'd think that's common sense. Who cares if they're born in a different country as long as they're a good lawyer and they meet the qualifications, but they actually had to codify that and put that into state law. It's common sense, but they had to because they wouldn't allow a Latino male who wanted to become an attorney. And they said, no, you can't become an attorney. You're not a citizen of the United States, and you're not, you know, a citizen of the state of California. You're nobody. You can't get your license.
Yeah, so you're nobody.
Exactly. So that was pretty wrong, and that was taken care of.
There's a new law about teen drinking or something. Where am I seeing this?
That was the teen texters. Is that what you're thinking about?
No. Hold on a sec. Maybe this isn't California. No, it's got to be California. Hold on. My computer's been acting up all day. I think it doesn't like the cold. Although it's always cold in here. So.
Good.
Never mind. This is Illinois.
Well, it was. Yeah, I know. I saw some other states popping up. But wrongful convictions, you know, this state has a really bad record because even though we have technology here, DNA testing, wrongful convictions, those wrongfully convicted in this state will now find it easier and less expensive to pursue a claim for justice. And I call it a claim for justice because if you're incarcerated, you're losing life. And now they're saying it's worth $100 a day if you're incarcerated. So if it's $100 a day and you're incarcerated for 365 days of the year, you multiply that by 20 years, you can end up with a little hefty sum of money. But is that enough? Especially if it's maliciously done and if prosecution has a malicious intent and there's a political agenda. So I don't think that's a lot of money. If anyone wants to do the math, 365 times, 100, there you are. You add the two zeros. What are you getting, $36,000 a year? That's not a lot of money.
No.
You know, that's below the minimum wage, it sounds
Mike,
like.
Mike makes that in a week.
That's what I thought. And lawyers don't make that at all. They're just a fraction of that.
It's 5:45. This is Justice Gone Wild. We do it every Monday with attorney Michael Fumara. We got to take a short break and we'll be right back on The Drive.
You're listening to a Sonoma County original, The Drive with Steve Jackson on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
It is Justice Gone Wild with attorney Michael Fiumara. We do it every Monday in the 5 o'clock hour. There are 930, count them, 930 new laws just in California that that begin either Thursday or in July. I've looked at some interesting laws that recently, in recent years, have been put on the books in the state of California that are still on the books. California prison workers can no longer be allowed to have sex with inmates. Seriously, that is a real law. You may only throw a frisbee at the beach in Los Angeles County with the permission of the lifeguard. Animals are officially banned in California from mating publicly within 1,500 feet of a tavern, school, or place of worship. Seriously. It is a misdemeanor to shoot any kind of game from a moving vehicle. Now, that makes sense that that would be a law, but if it's a whale, you can shoot it from a moving vehicle.
Well,
Now, how many whales do you see on the freeway, and you're driving your car, and you know, there's a whale, let's shoot her. Oh, jeez. And, here's another one, and this is for real. No vehicle without a driver can exceed 60 miles an hour.
Whoa. Now, I wonder why it got up to 930 laws. But
I don't know what they're smoking in Sacramento and drinking, but they're coming up with a lot of crazy laws. These are already on the books, folks. I'm not kidding. It sounds like a Johnny Steele bit, but it's not.
I don't want to pick on Sarah Palin, but she would have had a problem with shooting some kind of little creature from a helicopter and maybe...
She was shooting moose.
Right, from cars, trucks, whatever, vans. But there's a mugshot law that's real stupid, too. The mugshot racket. I didn't even know that...
I didn't know there was a mugshot racket.
There is a racket under, websites are using this little ploy. They're saying to people, look, we have your mugshot. We have it. We found it. Who knows where they got it, the police or whatever. But under the new law, commercial websites will be fined $1,000 civil penalty for each violation of what lawmakers have called and termed the mugshot racket. That's because it's now illegal for websites to profit from posting arrest. I don't know where they get these arrest mugshots by charging embarrassed people like you driving your cars coming up the pike. People embarrassed to have them around, so you pay to have them removed. It's almost like reputation.com or Yelp. I mean, these extortion type of things.
Yeah, that's clearly extortion, and I can't believe that hasn't been a law.
Well,
but you can shoot a whale on the freeway.
And then there's some other really good ones, too. There's school pesticides, but, you know, that's something parents have a right to know what pesticides are being used in the school. So that has a real bearing on health and safety. I didn't see a problem with that, but there were others that I thought were just as useful. One of them happened to be transgender kids can go to school and use the bathroom of their choice and play sports, and nobody can say anything about that.
But the question is, can they use either bathroom anytime they want?
They didn't go into that part of the law, but what they can do is use the bathroom that is their, you know, how they're you know what I mean, how they're operating, how they're
I think we're all on the same page on that one.
Preference versus anatomy.
Yeah, exactly.
No one's going to be checking the anatomy, but there is a group that's going to be appealing this decision or this law. I know that they're putting it on the ballot, and that's another story. Save that for another day, I guess, right? Past crimes, I like this one. State and local governments, and I love government because they do so much for us people, will no longer be able to ask job applicants on the initial, now that's the initial application about past criminal convictions. Until they get the job, then I think they have to disclose, and then they won't get the job. So it says until...
So then they get fired after they've been hired the same day.
Exactly. So it doesn't...
Well, that makes no sense either.
Right. That's my point. Whether the person meets the minimum qualifications, if they do, and they have to disclose that they've been thieving or embezzling, that's when they don't get the job. And I guess they have a right to sue then.
Wow.
It's justice gone wild. It really is. And it's stupidity at its best and worst. But there's a whole bunch of taped confession laws. And I already went over that. I really do believe that everything should be taped and we should have cameras everywhere on every police officer, every teacher, every lawyer, every judge. Just let's make this 1984 revisited, right? Then nobody could say anything. I know there's the urban farming one, owners that have these ugly blighted properties in the ghetto. I mean, you can get a tax break now for allowing farming on your land. If that property is solely used for agriculture, that could be pot, probably, you know, if you can grow crack, you'll do that too. In an urban area with a population
The California crack trees.
250,000. So guess what, Santa Rosa? I don't care if you have all this burned out ghetto land or, you know, the Gilded Ghetto and Fountain Grove, wherever you are, guess what? You're not 250,000 people. You don't get this nice little tax break of vacant or blighted land. So the law doesn't apply to us, and there aren't too many cities with 250,000. Seriously, there's, you know, San Diego, Los Angeles. God, what else? There's Santa Rosa is a big city, 175,000. I don't care what the signs say. They're
well, of course, they only do those every 10 years.
Yeah, right. But
and not even then.
That's true. There were also big cats. There was a law for big cats that because of what happened in Half Moon Bay. Does everyone know where those poor little orphaned four-month-old, I know you don't like animal stories that are bad, but honestly, they were shot by law enforcement, four-month-old mountain lion cubs. I'm not kidding. They didn't have to shoot them. The law was signed in response to the outrage of this incident.
Those guys should be hung.
Exactly. That's wrong. Why did the wardens have to go there and, you know, use lethal methods like they did, just like they do with people? I mean, leave the animals alone. Those poor little cubs weren't harming anybody. Somebody would have adopted them. A zoo would have taken them in. So laws are actually results of, as we know, bad decisions by government, bad decisions by government employees. It's just how it works. We're very responsive. We're not proactive. We just react. And there were a whole bunch of other goodies in the repertoire of laws. There's groundwater laws, education laws that were passed. There's also sexual assault. And that's a big area, how it's been redefined. And as you know, when you go to college, that's when you get wild, and that's when many people do go wild. So under the new law, the standard for consent to sexual activity in campus judicial hearings will now shift from whether a person said no, like Nancy Reagan would say, just say no, to whether both partners said yes. What a concept. So both of them better say yes. So you better get that in writing. I think what you have to do, if you're going to meet someone, you're going to have consensual sex, you better say, here, could you sign this document? And I think my law firm's going to start that.
Yeah, I do that all the time. Don't I call you before every...
of course you do.
Excuse me, honey, I got to call Michael Fumara. And,
So what I'm saying is that this law only applies to the burden of proof used during campus. And I'm talking about campus disciplinary hearings, not criminal proceedings. So I don't want the DA's office to think they have all these new cases. They don't. It's just the campuses. So that was the sexual assault law that was just put into place. It redefines consent, really.
You mentioned Nancy Reagan, just say no. Yes. That was her deal. It was anti-drugs, and the slogan was just say no. One of the funniest things I ever heard Robin Williams say was right after George H.W. Bush took over, and Barbara Bush's thing was all about literacy. And fighting illiteracy, and Robin Williams said, the new slogan is just spell no.
Oh, K-N-O-W, right? K-N-O-W, got it.
Carmel, I've spent time there. A man can't, legally, a man can't go outside while wearing a jacket and pants that don't match in Carmel. No. Ice cream may not be eaten while standing on the sidewalk in Carmel. That was repealed when Clint Eastwood was mayor. And a woman may not wear high heels in the city limits of Carmel. Those are all on the books. All right.
Whoa.
Justice Gone Wild with Michael Fumara. We'll see you next week.
Thank you very much for
2015.
Yeah, we'll see you next year. Happy New Year.
All right, buddy. That's it for us. We will be back tomorrow. We've got Carissa Cruz from the Wine Growers coming in on Off the Vine. We do that every other Tuesday, and I don't remember who else is on tomorrow. A bunch of stuff, Mike says. All right. Get ready for stuff tomorrow. On the Drive. Wednesday, big day with Wine Wednesday. Tom Simoneau is in for his yearly wrap-up, and he picks his favorite wineries and favorite wines of the year and announces those. That'll be this Wine Wednesday. Have a great night. Talk to you tomorrow on the Drive.